Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. I'm so glad to be with you this morning. I want to say good morning to all our listeners and families up in North Florida, South Florida, down in South Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee. Goodness gracious, what we've been through. So I hope and pray that you are all safe and doing well as can be expected. Thank you for being with us this morning. Good morning, Lizzie. How did you fare? How did your family fare in over the storm with Helena?
Oh, through the grace of God, we did fine. We just had a couple branches and the cleaning out of the trees. And my turkey, the netting over my turkey pin through our cedar trees lasted. I didn't think they would.
Yeah.
So, but yes. How about you?
We had limbs come down and had a power outage for a long time, right after the storm. But then on Saturday and Sunday, we had more power outages that lasted 3 or 4 hours. So it was kind of interesting. But it's been a stressful week.
Oh, I bet.
It's been a stressful week. And so I posted this week on Helene's destruction. I posted on Facebook, on my Facebook page. I didn't post it on Better Lawns and Gardens. But I posted, you could actually see it from space, the view of the destruction and the lack of power through Florida, through Georgia, North Carolina. It was incredible.
That is very crazy to see that.
It is. And so from the Weather Channel, more than 40 trillion gallons of rain drenched southeast United States. 40 trillion gallons of rain. And it's an unheard of amount that really has all the experts stunned. That's enough to fill the Dallas Cowboys Stadium 51,000 times.
Wow.
Lake Tahoe once. And if it was concentrated just on the state of North Carolina, that much water would be 3.5 feet deep, enough to fill more than 60 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. And Western North Carolina is where we used to go every summer for vacation, Franklin, Maggie Valley. We would rent a little cabin in Maggie Valley on the side of a mountain and pick potatoes out of the ground and get salamanders out of the creek running behind the house. And it's all gone. That birdhouse that says Sea Chimney Rock, you know, that red birdhouse with the black roof,
yeah.
Sea Chimney Rock, is just not there now. Mm. So it is so tragic. But NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, their National Water Center in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, said he has not seen the rainfall like this in 25 years of working at the Weather Service, and it's just incredible. So today, what we're going to do is I'm going to talk to you about your plants and shrubs and trees, because we had a lot of winds here in Central Florida and then also throughout the state. And we're going to see the damage from the rainfall, the saturated ground, and the winds for the next few months. And it may take a little while to see the effects of it. So, you know, just be prepared that if you start to see plants declining, it could be from the shock and the stress of the rainfall, of the winds that literally pulled the water out of the leaves as it went through. So in South Florida, you've got more rain coming. We've got some more storms out there in the Gulf. And South Florida is going to see 6 to 13 inches of rain. And my God, we needed it this last spring and winter. But we don't need it right now. And so we're going to see. So again, if you notice your irrigation system coming on, shut it off. The ground is too wet. The plants don't need it. And our temperatures are getting cooler. It's going to be in the 80s, the low to mid 80s this week. And yeah, I'm kind of liking that.
I know I don't want to throw this out there, but I really have been enjoying the weather. And yes, it's been hot, so don't get me wrong. Because yesterday I went out for 5 minutes to quickly feed the turkeys before I went in, because I had an appointment with my daughter and my niece for us to do a fall craft project, because we have to make appointments. But 5 minutes, and I was like, Do I need to get a shower before I sit down with you all? But it has been a lot cooler than what we experienced. And I've heard people actually say, it's hot every year in the summer. And I'm like, no, we had El Nino. Like, what did you not understand of the amount of heat that we had?
Right.
Was not normal. And it's not us getting older. It's not this. It's literally was horrible.
It was El Nino. And then, so this winter, so La Nina is coming up, and it's going to be taking over our weather patterns. So we're going to have a wet winter, and that's not our winter time is our dry season.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have a wet winter is with the La Nina pattern. And so that, I think I said El Nino before, but
El Nino. So we're in La Nina now.
That we're in La Nina
now. His sister.
Right, exactly. And it's, and so we're going to have that this winter. So, and it's not going to be as cold. We are going to get some cold, but, and freezes, some freezes, but it's not going to be a drastically cold winter, which is good. So we have coming up with us next Dana Venrick. We're going to find out how Quality Green Specialist Nursery fared during the storm. And he's going to give us some great advice on what to do with our trees and our plants and what's coming up. So we're going to have Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist, coming up. So stay tuned with us. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention, and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648. Again, 1-800-577-2648.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job, and Keisha when she turned 26 and lost her parents' insurance, and Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get the facts and take action before a bad contractor takes advantage of you. Hurricane and storm recovery can be emotionally and financially challenging without having to worry about being scammed by contractors. Find out how to protect yourself from fraud and scams by reviewing AARP Florida's important disaster recovery advice. From vetting contractors to understanding assignment of benefits, we've got you covered. Visit aarp.org/fldisasterhelp.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and with us right now is the owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery, Dana Venrick. Good morning, Dana. How are you this morning?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. It's great to get back to normal. And so how did you and Stella and your house, your family, and the nursery, how did you all do in the storm?
Well, there was no damage, but I spent a large part of last Sunday picking up moss and small debris and things like that. But luckily, there was no damage. Some neighbors had a lot of limbs down.
Mm-hmm.
And near the nursery, there was some few trees down. But we really fared very well. We're so lucky.
We were fortunate.
That we never got a direct blow here, that's for sure.
That you are so right. And so hurricanes can cause a lot of damage in the landscape. And just saying, we had limbs come down from our oak tree. And fortunately, they didn't fall near the house. But how do the winds from a hurricane, how does it affect the shrubs and trees?
Well, it affects it in multiple ways. For one thing, if you get strong enough wind, particularly if a tree has not been properly prune, such as, you know, these terrible hurricane cuts, it can really destroy the top of a sable palm if you just leave like pencil pruning, which is two or three fronds up there. It can cause a tree to be killed. And then it can, of course, split out branches and also things can blow around, you know. If some limb blows off, it could come in and hit your house or mm-hmm. another tree. It could break off another smaller tree if a big limb hits it or blows into it.
What about desiccating the leaves and the wind? How does that affect the plants where it sucks the wind out?
The big thing that happened, there were a lot of leaves that raked up in the yard, and then the tree is under big stress because it's lost all those leaves. And so, for sure, you don't want to do anything drastic like fertilize with granular fertilizer right away because the tree can't handle it. You want to be gentle, you know, and anything you do, avoid any drastic cuts. Just use something like a weak liquid fertilizer only when it starts to dry out a little bit because it's already water-soaked probably.
Right. And so this month we can start fertilizing, but you don't recommend fertilizing right now because we're getting more rain coming up.
Yes, like next week, this coming week, there should be a lot of rain according to all forecasts. So you want to let things dry out. Don't water right now if unless you have to, because all that rain is going to really waterlog the soil, make it soft, and that just is like so easy for a tree to fall over when the soil is too soft.
Right.
But there's things you can do, you know, to make a tree hardier in advance, like use alkaline materials like dolomite, bone meal to get the pH up a little bit, make the tree stronger so it can hold up against the wind more easily.
Okay, and you carry that at Quality Green Specialist Nursery?
We do. It's very important to at least get a pH check to make sure your pH is at least 6.0 and higher, 6 to 6.5 is ideal for most plants, except for azaleas, 4.7 to 5.3, something like that.
And so if your tree looks fine now and you're thinking, we're really lucky, we no damage was done, but will we see the effects of the storm in the future?
Oh, yeah. I remember back in 2004 with Hurricane Charley, Jean and Francis and Ivan, there was damage showing up, segmented dead limbs in the trees. Trees didn't grow any well because of all the torquing damaging the xylem in the tree, so it couldn't pull up water into the tree and minerals efficiently. But there was, for long-lasting damage for years, it was just amazing how much residual damage there was. And then trees fall over later that didn't fall over during the storm, but the next storm they'd been weakened, and then there was a little root rot, bing, they're over. That's another thing. Make sure you use something to limit any root rot from all the heavy rain. If there's lots of heavy rain, like a phosphite product, like K-Phyte or Agrifos.
Oh, Agrifos, yeah.
Great for water mold, like Phytophthora and Pythium.
Yeah, that's true. And so in your experience, Dana, what kind of species of trees do you suggest planting that can handle storms?
Well, cabbage palms, if they're properly pruned, I recommend those. Phoenix palm, like the Phoenix Robellini, is very good for a smaller palm. Pendo palms, and then, magnolias, natives, a lot of natives, like oaks, red cedar, mm-hmm. hollies.
Mm-hmm.
They're all natives. The Japanese blueberry, Elaeocarpus, holds up well. Balla brush. The olive trees hold up well. All those are good choices. There's others, but those are some of my favorites.
Wonderful. Those are good trees. And so palm trees, you mentioned it at the beginning, but I really want to make this clear. So people, there's a practice called hurricane pruning where they trim off the palms.
Oh, no.
And this, tell us about why this damages the palm trees, because they can withstand the hurricanes, except if they're hurricane pruned.
Well, exactly. That's such a misnomer, calling it hurricane pruning. I just pruned a beautiful Sable palmetto right out in front of the nursery on the corner. And I pruned it up like you should, like 9 to 3, keeping all the green fronds and making a beautiful umbrella top, no pencil topping. And then, the boots and the fronds are aerodynamic, so the wind sort of naturally goes through, and without, causing a lot of stress on the boots and the crown of the tree. In fact, once I made a little model airplane out of a boot of a sable palm. It flew perfectly, trimmed up a little bit. You can imagine the aerodynamics.
Yes, I can.
Plane.
That's one cute idea. And so when we see these palms that are pruned very, like you say, pencil topped, those are the ones that snap off during storms, right?
Well, yeah. You will see them all, like one or two or all the top just hanging down where it's broken off at the base because there's no support from adjacent boots to hold them in place so they take the wind naturally and aerodynamically.
And so it's just fronds should not be cut off of palm trees unless they are totally brown.
Yeah, but we can't, emphasize that enough. It's a shame to see so many trees lost, in a hurricane. There's things you can do, but make sure you secure things. Like in that hurricane, we had a heavy barbecue grill, but in spite of that, it blew into the neighbor's yard.
Oh, my goodness.
A tree and damage a tree.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. And so if people have damage to their plants and trees, what do you suggest they do?
Well, first of all, limit the watering. That is really critical. Make sure you keep in advance, the pH correct. Don't just use fish emulsion or manure, but make sure you balance out your fertilizers. It's got, general purpose of balanced fertilizer, and make sure your pH is up. Make the tree strong and healthy, and then do the proper pruning. Don't do like just a big top, but thin it out instead of just hat racking the cutting the top off so you have a big mass that'll catch the wind and blow the tree over. But things like that, you know, make sure you can stake. If necessary, you might want to stake in some cases mm-hmm. to help it withstand the wind.
And so Lizzie told me you had a bumper crop of okra. That's my favorite vegetable.
Oh, my gosh. You better come by and see. We have this brand new vegetable area with lots of strawberries and tomatoes and cabbage and collards and kale. All those things framed by these okra. I'm looking at them right now, full of beautiful okra pods. And we've got ever-sweet and ever-bearing strawberries across top ready for sale. And then we have this big bowl of okra we pick every day, like handfuls and handfuls in this basket I'm holding right now. So when people come in, we don't give candy as a bonus. We give okra.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
People love it.
I love it. I love it for breakfast. I love okra. And so that is great. And it's something that should be grown every year. And they have really beautiful flowers on them.
Oh, yes, the hibiscus family, you know, they do. I'm looking at the flowers now. I love it. It's a combination of flower and food. It's such a medicinal food in a way. It's very healthy.
Mm-hmm. It is good. What else do you have? Do you have native trees that people can come in and replace ones that they've lost?
Exactly. See, that's a new advance, you know. Recently, now we have available to meet, you know, the codes of the county and city, 2-inch and 3-inch caliper trees to include, you know, magnolias, oaks, hollies, Japanese blueberry, and some others. So that's a big step forward for us. And so the county can be pretty strict, and the city sometimes even a little stricter, like 2-inch and 3-inch minimums on replacement trees.
Right.
So people need that, because otherwise they face fines in some cases. So we want to have that available to keep people, in compliance.
Sure. So tell everybody where you're located in DeLand and how they can get your okra.
Okay. We're at 335 West Michigan Avenue, just a few blocks northwest of downtown DeLand, and 3.5 blocks west of the Stetson campus. Turn west or left as you go north. And so we're open 9 to 4 every day. And the website is qualitygreenspecialist.com. Come by and you're going to enjoy it. One of our old-time customers came in, and he's not very complimentary. He says, "Oh, your nursery is so inviting."
Oh,
he's been coming here for years. He finally said, "Your nursery is so inviting." I said, "That's the idea."
Well, it's a great nursery, Dana. Thank you so much for coming
Thank
on this
you.
Morning. I appreciate it. I hope
for
to see
work.
You soon. All right, hon.
Okay. Good night. I mean, good day.
Bye-bye. And so that's Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist Nursery. Check them out. Go by and see. They got such great advice. And get the nutrition and fertilizers that you need for your plants. If it's Saturday morning, from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325. 5.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. That's 800-273-1623.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is a time for your gardening questions and phone calls and text messages. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to say a good morning to Howie at Peterson's Nursery. He's having milk and breakfast this morning.
Nice.
And he said that their nursery fared fine, but their two greenhouses or nurseries down in Bradenton had 8-foot waves and did damage their greenhouses. So I know they're working on those right now. So it's just, you know, we're glad you're with us and there wasn't too much. If you have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967. Put it in your phone so you have it. You can just call it anytime. And then also 23680 for your text messages. So we want to say a big hello out there to the Gulf of Mexico's shoreline there, down in Venice, all the families down there. We know that they did experience some damage, and we just want everyone to be careful, take care.
Yes.
So now we're starting to get questions on, my plants are getting disease issues, and there's water staying on top of the ground. If that's the case, if you have water that is puddling on top of the ground here in Florida, that really means the ground is saturated. Turn your irrigation system off. It should automatically not come on because you have you're supposed to have a rain shutoff device on your irrigation system. But if it's not working, if it hasn't been fixed or checked or maintained over the last couple of years, it may still come on. And you just don't want to pay for that water first. And then second, you don't need it. And the plants are not going to do well. So you want to stay tuned for the second hour for the dirty word of the day.
So I actually picked the right time to not do any major growing and wait until the spring.
Yes. See how that worked out, you know?
I was just, it was like I would really try to stay focused and stay positive during the heat wave. Mm-hmm. And then knowing whenever you had mentioned about a month ago that guess what? We're going to have a nice rainy winter. And I'm just like, you know what? Whatever finishes growing. And then I will just
wait till spring.
Exactly. I'll set my soil up for success and we'll go forward in
exactly.
Spring.
Take a little break. You know, sometimes it's good to do that. And so what to do in the month of October? And let me just say, the newsletter is a little behind because of all the stress we've had this last few weeks. And like I said, my editor, she broke her wrist on Monday. So it did not get out. It's coming out this week. And I will be posting it on my blog, on my website this weekend. So you'll be able to get that. And it'll also come out in the newsletter. And if you would like to receive the newsletter in your backyard, go to my website, which is she-consulting.com, and you can sign up for it right there. And on the very first page, it says Get Teresa's Newsletter. It is free, and I do not spam, and it'll let you know when it comes out. But right now, what you can be doing in your lawn, this is the time of the year that we're allowed to start fertilizing, but hold off. Don't fertilize for the next couple of weeks. It'll be just fine if you don't, because we're still getting some of those storms that are going to be forming in the Gulf of Mexico that's going to provide us with a lot of rain. 70% chance nearly every day next week. 70% chance, which means you're going to get some rain. Even if it's only one or two of those days, that's going to be more than plenty. But it comes down in so fast and in such an amount in a short time that you're going to lose your fertilizer, okay? It's either going to be diluted or it's going to wash away. So we never fertilize before a rainstorm. You always fertilize after a rainstorm. But my best advice for you this next 2 weeks is to hold off on fertilizing your lawn and your plants until mid-October. And when you see that you have 4 to 5 days of no rain, no winds coming across, then go ahead and put your fertilizer down then, and that'll be just fine. But before you do fertilizing, this is the recommended advice from the university now all across the country. Get a soil test first before you fertilize. And what that means is getting a soil test kit, which you can get at your local extension office. You can get it online from online catalogs. Agritech has a wonderful soil test kit that you can turn in to the University of Florida. Find out exactly what your soil is made of and what nutrients you need. You may not need to fertilize because you have enough nitrogen, and you may only have to put down phosphorus and potassium. So get that soil test. That's going to save you a lot of money, and it's going to save you some time. And this next 2 weeks, while we're not doing anything as far as fertilizing goes, get your soil test first. And so October is the last time to fertilize your bahia grass, your centipede grass, and zoysia grass. But let's do it in mid-October. And so this is a time of the year also that we take care of weeds that we could not fertilize or spray herbicide for in the summertime. October is the first time to use it. But do not use a weed and feed. Okay, that's a herbicide and fertilizer combination in one bag. Okay, go ahead and take care of your weed issues with an herbicide that's formulated just for the weeds, the broadleaf weeds that you have, or the sedge plants, you know, Image and Sedge Hammer can take care of your sedge issues. And then fertilize separately. That is better practices, okay? Best management practices than putting down just a weed and feed. And then if your lawn is just yellowing and you think that it's okay, it's not for insect issues or disease issues, you can put down an iron-only product that just greens it up without telling it to grow. So that's important. You can do that rather than put down fertilizer. Also, too, this is time if you're wanting to apply seed for your bahia grass, the time is over. It's going to start getting a little bit cooler. You know, you have 6 to 8 weeks for bahia grass to start showing, and we're going to be in November by then, and it's not a good time to grow bahia grass seed. We're going to do it again in the springtime, okay, and I'll let you know when. Also, to walk your yards on a regular basis. This is important, especially right now after such stressful times, weather with your plants. Go ahead and walk. Look at the leaves underneath the leaves. Look and see if you see anything brown. More than likely, if you see brown leaves on your branches, could be that the branch broke and it's still hanging in there. Go ahead and clip it off correctly so that it heals correctly and grows much, much better. This is a good time to do your fall pruning. So if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
In the aftermath of the storm, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind boaters to pay extra attention while on the water. Water conditions can be hazardous because of debris or displaced vessels. In addition, new shoals or sandbars may have formed, and navigation markers may be missing or damaged. Some areas may still be experiencing high water and flooding and may not be accessible. You can report any damage to navigation markers to the FWC at 866-405-2869 or visit myfwc.com for more information.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542.
That's 802-341-4542.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five this week is my favorite Florida native plants that should be planted more. And the first one is winged sumac, Rus copalini. It's gorgeous. It turns a brilliant red in the fall. Sweet spire, Itea virginica. And then my favorite native tree, fringe tree, Chionanthus virginicus. Parsley hawthorn is one that's great for wildlife. That is Crataegus marshalli. And then my last favorite native plant and tree that should be planted more is summer sweet, Plethora alnifolia. And it's the variety is ruby spice. Great, great native plants. Beautiful flowers. So those should be planted more. Let's go to our phone lines. You have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can call me, or you can text at 23680. Let's go to Jerry in Inverness. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Teresa. I'm following up with your help with the apple cactus.
Yes, how is it doing?
On there. I got lots of fruit on it, and also I had one question with it I just thought of. What's the lowest temperature it can take?
Apple cactus, they'll be fine unless it freezes down below 30 degrees, okay? You may see 30. Some 30 degrees, and I don't think you're going to see that in Inverness this year.
Yeah, good. And the other questions I had were, now that I have the fruit, when I tell when it's the best ripeness or the best, and what do you have any recipes or secrets preparing it?
Congratulations on all that fruit. That's wonderful. The fruit is going to turn a great, vibrant violet red. Okay, so the more, you know, red that it gets, the that's when you harvest it. And it will sometimes start to split. So, you know, try and get it before it splits. But if really red, and what I would do since you have so many, is try one and see if it's ripe. And if not, just wait a couple of days and try another one. And when you finally get one that's really delicious and good, ripe, go ahead and then pull the rest of them off.
Okay.
Okay. Now, recipes. Yeah. There are recipes, but I don't have any with me right now. But you can just Google apple cactus recipes, and they come up. Okay. There's a lot of them on the internet.
Oh, okay. Apple cactus recipes.
Yes. Yes,
I'll get that. And the fruit split. Oh, does it show any type of disease or anything on the fruit that gives me an indication?
No, you're not going to see disease issues on the fruit. No, no, you'll be just fine. I would wash them before you eat them. But if you're going to refrigerate them, they can be in your refrigerator for about 4 to 5 days. Don't pre-wash them. Okay, so just take them off of the plant, and without washing them, put them in your refrigerator. But before you eat them, you can wash them.
Thank you, Teresa.
Oh, you're welcome. Good for you. I'm so glad. How'd you do in the storm?
Oh, fine. Yeah. Not much of anything except leaves and stuff and Spanish moss and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of that spread.
Very good.
All right. Well, that's great. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I enjoy it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. And so Lou from Dunedin, she says our gardens were under 1.5 feet of storm surge. Is now an okay time to do a soil test, or will the seawater change the pH and other nutrients? And if not, how long should she wait? I know the soil needs to be dry when I send it. I'd go ahead and just get it and dry it out. The seawater is going to provide the pH. It's going to be probably a little high, probably 8, pH of 8. But that's what they need to know, too. So they'll find that out when they do the soil test. So don't worry about it. Just dry it out, send it in, and that will be just fine. Okay, great question, Lou. Thank you for doing a soil test first before you fertilize. That's wonderful. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. And, Dana Vendrick was here. Quality Green Specialist Nursery has great plants. He was talking about the trees and what he has growing. Go by and see him. He has okra that he'll let you. If you've never had okra before, go ahead and stop by and get some okra to try out. Mm-hmm. I love okra.
I like okra, but it's got to be specific. I don't know. I don't like it in like succotash.
Right.
I like it fried.
Right.
But
I don't mind it in minestrone soup.
Okay. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's in minestrone soup, which I don't mind.
Yes.
But you got to kind of wash it and cook it correctly. But
yes.
I like ours fried.
Yes. Yeah, I do too. And you got to make sure you soak it. Was it in buttermilk or whatever before to get rid of the sliminess?
Yes.
And
yes.
If you do it right and do it a real Southern style, I really do like fried okra. And I actually had my kids, whenever they were little, convinced, because my mother-in-law was an amazing cook and she would make okra, fried okra, all the time. So I had our kids convinced that those were the French fries. They were just little nugget French fries and they love them.
Yes, they're healthier. And you can even get bags of fried okra. And they air fry them. So they're kind of like the healthier chips. Delicious, absolutely delicious if you air fry them. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 and let us know how you did. For those of you up in North Florida, I'm hoping you have your electricity back and you're off to a good recovery. And if not, we'll see you now next week. Next week, we are going to have a wonderful guest, and Gary Bachman. Our wonderful professor emeritus now from the University of Mississippi is going to be with us, and he is going to be live in the studio. So we're really excited about having him here.
I can't wait. I'm so excited to see him and see his beautiful wife. I just can't wait.
We're going to have a great time, so you don't want to miss next week's show. Let's go to Ken. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Teresa. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And typically, you answer questions before I can ask them, but I have one for you.
Okay.
We've got a couple lovely. Now I got stage fright.
No, go ahead. You're fine. You're doing
trees.
Good.
They have real pretty blooms.
What color?
White flowers. They're gorgeous.
White flowers. This is a tree, and you're in Minnesota, Florida, or Sarasota?
No, Monticello, just east of Tallahassee.
Oh, Monticello. Okay, great. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got this kind of a mold fungus thing that's growing on the tree, and it's really hurting the tree. And I've applied neem oil because I was told that would help.
Uh-huh.
And it does somewhat, but it really doesn't get this thing under control.
Okay,
and
so
I was hoping you might have
some answers. Okay, so how tall is it? How long has it been in the ground?
5 years, and there's two of them. One is growing rather well. The other one is not. Probably 20 feet. The good one's 20 feet. The sick one is about 8 to 10 feet.
Okay, so it's not doing well at all. Were they put in at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so what I would suggest now is one in full sun and one in the shade?
No, they're both out in full sun.
Both out in full sun, and they're getting the same amount of water?
Yes, they're magnolias. Sorry, magnolias.
Oh, they are magnolias. Okay, oh, okay, I'm sorry, so magnolias. Okay, so I want you to check the pH. Okay, magnolias need to have acidic pH or be fertilized with acidic fertilizer. And that could be the issue, but it could also be that it was improperly planted and it could be too low in the ground. And so look at the base of the tree. It's a root system issue if it's not growing well. So check that out in the soil conditions and call me back. Send me pictures of it.
Okay, I'll do so. And I want one more thing.
Sure.
You mentioned some contact with Howie Peterson in Lakeland, Florida.
Yes.
Love that guy. I went to high school with him.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's very cool. So Ken says hi to Howie. Wave to Howie because Howie's listening right now. That's great.
I'm waving. Love that guy. I've known him since I was 8 years old, I think, actually.
You should reach out to him, seriously.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Ken, for calling. I'll look for your pictures, okay, and we'll figure this out. It's a root issue. Okay, not anything else, but it's under stress, and that's why it's getting the mold and the lichens and things like that. So, okay, we're going to be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens in our second hour. We have the wonderful Heather Stickney. She's coming on. She's going to tell us a little bit about some of the issues we're going to be seeing again in the next few months. So we're looking forward to talking with her, and we're going to be taking your phone calls, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.